Joining us right now for a look at how the COVID pandemic is impacting his city is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate it again. And, I'm just wanted to give you the numbers like I always do. And the COVID numbers are really spiking up here in the city of Brockton. It's really concerning, to say the least. So we have lost more residents since I spoke to you last. Our death count is up to 464 residents and 811 current active cases of COVID-19 right now in the city of Champions. Total cases overall, 18,592. So we're in the thick of things again, unfortunately, here.
And how are the city's hospitals handling this?
Yeah, I mean, they're maxed out. You know, there's a lot of very, very sick people in the ICU, and the census numbers are extremely high. I mean, we have dedicated clinicians, and it runs the gamut from the MDs to the PAs, the nurse practitioners and RNs, and everybody at the hospital is a hero. So, but I know Good Samaritan Medical Center, I know Brockton Hospital Signature Healthcare are maxed out right now. The VA is having a spike as well. So it's all hands on deck. We need to continue to be diligent and vigilant. And I did a regional call with my partners in local municipalities throughout Plymouth County the other day, and we're all sensing the same thing. So, again, if the state was still doing the color coordinations, we'd be a deep red, and most of the neighboring communities, if not all, would be as red as well.
Now, do you see any additional concerns, of course, as we're getting even closer to Christmas, and then, of course, is Kwanzaa and New Year's? I must imagine that's causing some concerns.
Oh, very much so. I mean, we know the spreads like wildfire in close confined areas, and you know, the only saving grace a year ago, people weren't vaccinated. So again, we're over 70% of fully vaccinated in Brockton, and 80% with at least one shot in the arm. So the biggest thing right now, and I said this when Governor Baker was here, and I know I said it on your show before, but the greatest gift you can give yourself during a holiday season is to get vaccinated, get the booster shot. It saves lives, and your life and the lives of your loved ones. So, you know, we are very concerned. Dr. Rick Herman, my medical consultant, is really doing a deep dive on the data, and he's also reaching out and helping other municipalities as well. So Board of Health is working. Again, we have the regional site, DPH, and it's run by Brewster up at the Shaw Center here on Belmont Street in Brockton. And a lot of people coming for their first and second shot. A lot of people coming for their boosters. Again, it's a regional site. You don't have to live in Brockton. And locally, our Board of Health is doing booster clinics at our Council on Aging Senior Center. We had 48 seniors get the booster yesterday. So it's a collaborative effort, and it's a daunting task, to say the least.
Now, do you think you'll be implementing any restrictions as a result of these numbers?
A month ago, I generated a mandatory mask in city hall, city buildings, and school buildings. So, you know, that's the extent of it right now. I do envision I will be doing an advisory, a mask advisory. You know, we know that masks help prevent the spread. So we're going to just wait and see, Dan, to be honest with you, and kind of do a deeper dive into the data. But it's just following with the medical clinicians and protocols that have been set out for, you know, a year plus right now. But the numbers are rising, and we are very, very concerned about all forms of the Delta variant and others that are going to be coming to the Commonwealth.
Now, of course, Brockton was also named one of the communities that would be receiving testing kits from the state.
Absolutely. And right before I got on a call with you, Brockton Emergency Management, BEMA, was notified by MEMA that they will be delivered today. I know I was on a call the other day with Randolph and Stoughton, and they had received theirs. So we're really excited. It's going to be administered through our local Board of Health and Dr. Ina Montessori. So, I mean, we want to thank Governor Baker and Lieutenant Governor Polito and MEMA for generating this. And, you know, it's going to be helpful, and distribution is going to be interesting, but we're going to figure out how to get that into the hands of the people that need it the most.
And also, speaking of the state, the city's also recipient of some MassWorks grants.
Yeah, we had a wonderful, wonderful ceremony yesterday at City Hall. It was the city of Brockton. We had 16 municipalities. I know the town of Hull and their administrators were here as well. And for Brockton, you know, it's over $700,000. It's, you know, $140,000 for underutilized properties, $250,000 for housing choice, $150,000 for our site readiness, and $226,000 for the MassWorks. So we're going to continue to use it for our city's efforts to improve the downtown area, parking, circulation, and more importantly, economic endeavors and development throughout the city of Champions.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there, Mr. Mayor, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. Be well. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you as well.